The screenplays of Hanif Qureshi show a side of contemporary England that has seldom been explored on the screen, the lives of immigrant Pakistanis. But these aren't message movies. They're offbeat stories of love, sexual adventure, family, punk rock, and reggae. Qureshi's screenplays, My Beautiful Laundrette and Sammy and Rosie Get Laid, were both directed by Stephen Frears. Qureshi's first novel has just been published. It's called The Buddha of Suburbia, and it's a semi-autobiographical coming-of-age story about a boy growing up in the London suburbs with his Pakistani father and English mother. The opening paragraph sets the scene.
My name is Karim Amir, and I'm an Englishman born and bred, almost. I'm often considered to be a funny kind of Englishman, a new breed, as it were, having emerged from two old histories. But I don't care. Englishman I am, though not proud of it, from the South London suburbs and going somewhere. Perhaps it is the odd mixture of continents and blood, of here and there, of belonging and not, that makes me restless and easily bored. Or perhaps it was being brought up in the suburbs that did that. Anyway, why search the inner room when it's enough to say that I was looking for trouble?
Do you think of yourself as being part of a new breed?
One of the things that's happened in Britain, I suppose, in the last 5 years is that a number of writers and musicians and painters and various kinds of artists have emerged from the immigrant communities that came to Britain in the 50s and 60s. In America in the 50s, you had writers like Roth and Bellow and so on, and later you had black women writers like Maya Angelou and the others. And I think we are now in our country beginning to discuss and to create a literature of change, of immigration, of exile. And I think it's giving new life to English writing. The prime example of this kind of hybridization, I suppose, is Salman Rushdie, whose work spans India, Pakistan, and Britain too.
Do you think that it's in any way been harder for immigrants in England than it's been historically for immigrants to America? And I ask that in the sense that there's a much longer history of immigration in America than to England. I think England has been more homogeneous until recently.
Yes, I suppose that's true. I suppose America has always seen itself as a country of immigrants. Whereas I think in the 50s and 60s, when black and Asian and Indian people first started coming to Britain, I think it was a great shock to the indigenous population. And I think they always had the feeling somehow that we would go away, that we were not there for good, that we'd sort of popped in to run the underground and run the hospitals and run the buses and so on, and then perhaps we would return. And I don't think people in Britain really have come to see it as a multiracial and a multicultural place, which was why some of the things that happened around Rushdie, for example, was such a shock, because it was the first time that they were really aware of the range of religions in Britain and also the strength of religious feeling. Otherwise, in Britain, really, there is very little religion.
Well, you mentioned Salman Rushdie. Your book actually has a quote by him, and Rushdie writes, "This is exactly the novel one hoped Hanif Qureshi would write, utterly irreverent and wildly improper, but also genuinely touching and truthful and very funny indeed." Are you friends with Rushdie? And I was wondering how you or your publisher managed to get him a copy of your novel while he's been in hiding.
Well, his family and my family knew each other in Bombay many years ago in the 40s. And then our two families moved to Karachi in Pakistan in the 50s, when a lot of Muslim families went to the new country. So we've sort of known each other in some ways for a long time.
How did you get the novel to him?
I think it probably went through his agent, and the special branch pick up his mail and take it to wherever he is.
His death threat must have been especially disturbing to you, being from similar backgrounds, and I know that your films have upset a lot of people from the Indian and Pakistani communities.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's something that just came out of the blue. I think we always thought there would be some controversy around the Satanic Verses, but I don't think anybody ever thought that Bush and Gorbachev would be discussing it. That's something that no one could have ever anticipated. I think the main danger is that it may lead writers in the future, when they're dealing with Islam or with Muslim people in Britain or whatever, to censor their own work. And I think that's the greatest danger. I think it doesn't help anybody for a certain group or small group of people to try and draw a line around themselves and say, no, you can't write about me, you can't analyse me, you can't satirise me or debate my life or my religion. We have to live in a society where we're able to discuss everything.
We've been talking a little bit about the reaction that certain work has gotten from Muslim fundamentalists. What kind of reaction has your work gotten from your own family? I think there are people in your own family who felt that you've been showing Pakistanis in a bad light in your work.
Yes, well, it's very difficult when you're living in a media where black or Asian people or whoever are very rarely represented, or certainly in Britain when they are represented, perhaps they're shown as stereotypes or they are denigrated. Then when you do make or write a film like My Beautiful Laundrette and show Asian or Pakistani people as being gay or whatever, then there is a great... the onus on you, I suppose, from the community is to try and show black or Asian people as being nice people, as trying to show positive images of people who are generally denigrated. But of course, as a writer, it's not interesting to show people as being particularly nice. Your job is to draw a broad picture of the human character, the human personality, and to show us in our weakness, in our strength, in the way we love, and in the way we attack and hate each other.
There's a book that reprints the screenplay for Sammy and Rosie Get Laid, and in the back of the book you have your diary written during the making of the film, and you reprint some of a letter that one of your aunts wrote to you after Sammy and Rosie Got Laid came out. I'd like to just read part of that letter.
Yeah, do.
She writes, I tried to phone you, but I believe you were in the USA boring the pants off the Americans with your pornography. Worst of all, the film was offensive to your father's distinguished family. Uncle was portrayed in a very bad light, drunk in bed with his brand of vodka and uncut toenails. This was totally uncalled for and mischievous. It only brings to light your complete lack of loyalty, integrity, and compassion. We didn't know you were a poofter. We do hope you're aware of AIDS and its dangers. If not, then a medical leaflet can be sent to you. Why, oh why, do you have to promote the widely held view of the British that all evil stems from Pakistani immigrants? Thank goodness for top-quality films like Gandhi. What did you tell her?
I haven't spoken to her since then, but I, as I say in the diary, I named one of the lesbians in the films after my aunt, which I hope pleased her. But my father and mother have been very supportive of my work over the years, although I think my father's rather nervous about The Buddha of Suburbia, which concerns a man who is not unlike him, who leaves his wife and starts having it off with a rather pretentious middle-class woman called Eva, who lives nearby. These are events which didn't actually happen and came from my imagination.
The father in your new novel is in the suburbs seen as something of an exotic because he's from another country, because he can practice unusual forms of meditation, know something about Buddhism. Was your father seen as exotic when you were growing up?
I think he was in the 40s and 50s, because at that time there were very few Indians in Britain. It wasn't really until the 60s and the 70s that the real impact of racism and hatred against Indian and Pakistani people in Britain started to affect us and our family. I think one of the things you have to do if you're a black or an Asian person in Britain, perhaps in America too, is find some way of disguising yourself or transforming yourself in order to get by. And he starts to use his colour and his accent and his knowledge of Sufism and Buddhism in order to get by, in order to make love to the women he wants to meet, and in order to get attention. And I'm quite interested in the process of transformation, in the way that the black people may or may not have to change themselves in order to get by in a society that dominates them.
You have a new screenplay in the works?
Yeah, I've got a film on the way, which I wrote in the summer, which I hope to direct in the autumn.
Are you going to direct it?
Yes, I gave it to my friend Stephen Frears, who did My Beautiful Laundrette and Sammy and Rosie Get Laid. Recently, as you probably know, he's been working in America and did Dangerous Liaisons.
Mm-hmm.
And has just done a new film that Martin Scorsese produced called The Grifters. So I think he's more interested in working in America and playing around with wigs and so on, rather than working in England. So I think, so he said, oh, I don't want to do this film. No, why don't you do it yourself? So I said, oh, all right then. So I think I might have a go.
What's it about?
It's about three people who are partly involved with drugs living in West London. And one of the kids wants to get a job in a diner for which he has to get a pair of shoes. So the film really is about a pair of shoes and his attempt to get a pair of shoes.
Is this the first time you'll be doing a screenplay about people considerably younger than you?
Yeah, I do generally write about young people. It's partly because young people's lives are so unusual in a way, because their lives are not settled. It's generally the point in most of our lives where we are up for anything, where our lives are not formed or fixed. So it's always an interesting period to write about. But this particular screenplay doesn't really directly come out of my own experience. It's something that I've rather researched, though I'm ashamed to say it, because I generally hate getting out of the house and poking around into other people's lives in that sort of contrived way, but it is something I did do.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us about your writing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hanif Qureshi has been my guest. He wrote the screenplays for Sammy and Rosie Get Laid and My Beautiful Laundrette. He's just completed his first novel. It's called The Buddha of Suburbia.